Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ravens lose 37-20 to the Kansas City Chiefs on the road yesterday, but that's not the biggest issue. The biggest issue is who's going to play for the Ravens moving forward with so many injuries. John Harbaugh addressed that after the game.
I don't have any really updates on seriousness of injuries right now. There's nothing that looks like it's season ending by any stretch for anybody, any of those guys, but we'll have to look at those injuries tomorrow and see where we're at.
Your thoughts on that, Ed? Nothing looks season ending right now, which is great, but if not season ending, how long?
How long? I mean, this is one. I don't even know how either one of us has an opinion on this or makes a guess.
No.
I don't know. He doesn't know.
I don't know. Here's the thing. It could not be season ending, Ed.
But if it was four games.
But let's say Lamar is out for 4 or 5 games.
Right.
It may not be season injury ending, but it's long enough to end your season.
Yes. That's what I mean. if say it's a 4-game injury or something like that, okay. You lose those 4 games. You lose 3 out of those 4 games. Now you're at 6 losses midway through the season?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I agree with you on that, my friend. John Harbaugh talked about Ravens came out in the first drive, looked good. Coach, what happened after that?
Well, I mean, I think you just take it drive by drive. The second drive, we went down the field again, and we had a interception. You know, 54 made a great play. I mean, it's just a great football play he made. So that stopped that drive. Then the next drive, we came out, we had 2 good plays, but we get 2 delay of games. So we're trying to crowd noise. We're trying to signal some things or change plays or whatever we were trying to do, and we took the delay of games, unfortunately, and there really weren't circumstances where we wanted to take timeouts there because you're going to need those timeouts. Thought we could overcome them, and we almost did, but then we got another delay game. So that's really out of character for us. I mean, I can't remember the last time we've really had delay of game penalties. That's never been something that's been an issue for us. So that's surprising, but we've got to deal with it. We got to handle it.
The one thing we know is GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium is loud.
Yes.
We know this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why do you go in unprepared and you get delay of game penalties?
I don't know. Played there before.
You know it's loud.
Yeah, it's always loud.
That team is 1-2. It's going to be louder. And, yeah, it's uncharacteristic for you to have a delay of games, but doesn't that also fit the narrative of this team finds ways to lose?
Kind of. It's also they were back-to-back. Were they? I mean,
yeah.
I was like, what the hell's going on here? Like, what am I watching? Like, yeah. Back-to-back delay of game penalties. That's just like, it's totally, totally unacceptable.
You know what else is unacceptable? Derrick Henry getting 8 carries.
That is unacceptable to me.
This is what Harbaugh had to say.
That was it. And that's my answer. That's the answer. That's the way the game went. Sometimes the game goes that way and you don't have an opportunity like you want to. We're certainly planning on running the ball. And that was a big part of the plan, but we didn't really have the chances to get to it like we needed to. We needed to get that third and fourth drive going.
Yeah. You can do that if he rips off 7 yards or 40 yards, which he can. Like I just don't take that as an answer. Seriously, this is not the way. You give him the ball 8 times. The game was not out of reach. The half was 20-10. Okay.
It was 7-3 Ravens after the first quarter. How about run the ball then? How about pound the rock then, Ed, and keep it a low-scoring game?
Yeah. How about you keep Mahomes off the field?
I want Derrick Henry to come out? When he needs to go on a side and suck some oxygen for a couple of plays and come back in.
Yeah.
Run his ass.
Yeah.
You heard John Harbaugh talking about it. What does Derrick Henry have to say about it?
I'm going to try to take advantage of my opportunities. I don't try to get too caught up in that. Just make something happen when I'm out there with the opportunities I get.
Sounds all right. I'm glad he said that. Sounds professional.
Yeah. I feel bad. This is not a good season for him. And I don't know how much it is his fault. I give you the fumbles. It shouldn't. It probably shouldn't have happened, but this is not the way to use Derrick Henry.
He doesn't have a lean either. As long as his lean is gone, Ed. Like when he gets hit a lot.
He was a straight up runner a lot, though.
No, I mean his lean at the end.
Oh.
It doesn't have the same lean at the end.
I don't know. I know he's always been more effective, like to the outside, because he needs a couple of steps to get that locomotive going, and then forget it.
You know when he's really effective, though, throughout the course of his career? When he has more than 8 carries.
Yeah, a lot of carries.
He averaged 5 yards a carry.
Yeah.
It's not like he wasn't effective.
No.
5 yards a carry. His longest run was 14 yards, so it's not like he had 42 yards and 35 of them came on one carry.
Right. No, he was just, I do not understand that at all.
Last week, Kyle Hamilton called the fan base spoiled. You know he was going to be asked about that. This is what he had to say.
Also, I feel like earlier in the week, I used poor choice of words just saying that Ravens fans were spoiled. I retract that. I meant in a sense that Ravens fans have been accustomed to great defense, great teams, haven't been a lot of teams in Ravens history since 96 to have underachieved to the point where fans felt disappointed in the season as a whole. And I feel like as of right now in week 4, obviously long way to go in this season, but you know, we're disappointed, and I'm sure the fans are disappointed too. So we got to get it fixed. We got to put a product and a team on the field that fans are proud to say they root for, proud to say they spend money on tickets to come to games and all that stuff and support us.
You know, it's good that you came back and you retracted your statement, but you weren't wrong.
He wasn't wrong.
Ravens fans are spoiled. Why are we taking that like it's a bad thing? You're spoiled.
I mean, come on, take it the way it was intended. I understood exactly what he said.
Yes.
I mean, don't tell me that you didn't get it. You're calling us spoiled? Yes, you are. You're spoiled. We all are. I'm a fan. I'm spoiled. They're good every year. This is like, what?
If you get a lot of things for your lady and she says she's spoiled, is she offended? Is anybody offended?
No.
Ravens fans are spoiled because they're used to greatness. Why is that bad? Why do you take that as a bad thing? You are spoiled. You are. Because you're used to great defense. Why are you taking that? Why are you getting butthurt about that?
Mm-hmm.
You are spoiled. Every year in the year, you just said the Ravens defense and they can't get stops. This team can't win with this defense. You're not used to saying that. That's because you're spoiled.
Yes. I mean, I'm here 25 years. I experienced the greatest defense, I think, in the history of the league. They won a Super Bowl with it, with an inept offense. They've been good since. They're always good. Even the last couple of years, they've been a top 5, top 10 defense. Like, they were just consistently good on defense. This is unusual. This is really unusual, actually. This could be dead last.
Let's go to West Baltimore, get Shiloh. What's up, Shiloh?
Hey, Rob. Hey, man. Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
I'm starting straight off with A-Rod, man. I'm telling you, hey, man, hey, I'm trying, hey, man. Hey, can you hear me?
We got you.
I'm trying my best to get this, because I'm listening to you, right? I was listening to everybody, right? I'm at work, of course. Hey, man, all y'all like money. I like money. Y'all like money, right? How about all of us quit our jobs and go up to Steve and Shai and say, give us some money? Just like, he giving money away to heart. Hey, Rod, I say that because... Hey, look, let me get this out, Rob. Look.
I ain't stopping you.
No, let me say this, right? The guy is not earning his salary, man. I'm sorry. Hey, can you,
yeah.
Look, listen to me real fast. Harbaugh is not earning that money. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. He's not, look, I'm going to tell you, right? When we won the first Super Bowl, right? Marvin Lewis was one of the greatest defense coordinators in the league at the time because we couldn't score. We couldn't score on offense, right? So the defense, I'm going back to the first Super Bowl because the defense was out of this world, right? We won the first Super Bowl. Second Super Bowl, they had Kubiak in here, right? And Ray was on his way out the door. We won the second. Harbaugh has not put his tempo on. He has not proved to me that he deserved to be a head coach. And like you said, Rob, I'm telling you, they said, listen to me real fast. They said, I'm trying to get out. Man, hey, Rob, can you run this guy out of town, please?
Let me just to correct you a little bit. Gary Kubiak was not the offensive coordinator when they won the Super Bowl. I think it was Jim Caldwell. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Cam Cameron was replaced midway through the season after they lost to D.C., and Jim Caldwell became the OC. I think that's how they worked. 410-583-1057. The good, the bad, the ugly at 7:30. But on the other side, offensive, defensive players of the game up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:16 Monday morning quarterback, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn will return tomorrow. It's time for offensive and defensive players of the game. Joe, I'm going to go on the Kansas City Chiefs side for offensive player of the game. I think you all understand why.
There's not a lot to choose from.
There's not a lot to choose from. You can go with Justice Hill, but and I know you had Justice Hill as your up. Justice Hill had one play, that 71-yard run. But if I pick five plays by Justice Hill, he had one good one. He missed blocks. There was a lot of things that went wrong with Justice Hill yesterday. I'm going with Patrick Mahomes as my offensive player of the game. 25 of 37, 270, four touchdowns, no interceptions, with a passer rating of 124.8. He is my offensive player of the game. On the defensive side, I'm going to bring it home to the Ravens. The only guy that got to the quarterback, Tavius Robinson, yesterday. He had three tackles, one sack, and a pass defense. He did more on defense, in my opinion, than anybody else did in terms of productivity. Ed, who's your offensive player of the game?
I'm going to keep it on our side of the ball. I'm going to go with Zay Flowers. He's coming to his own. In a losing effort, he had seven receptions out of eight targets, 74 yards. Averaging almost 11 a catch. He is a really important part of this team. He's going to be for a long time. On a dismal day, he was certainly a bright spot. And for my defensive player of the game, I was going to give it to one of the Chiefs because we had such a terrible day on defense. But I'm going to give it to Kyle Hamilton. He still plays. I mean, that defense was decimated. There was nobody in the field to support him. He's pretty much an island yesterday by the end of the game. Still had eight tackles and a quarterback hit. I watched him during the game. He was still hustling, still trying to run down plays, still just, you know, being the leader he is. And the more I see him and the more I hear from him, the more I like him. So he gets it from me.
And I going back to Zay Flowers, I said before the season started, I think this is the year he puts up all pro numbers. Yep. Whether he gets it or not, I don't know, but I thought this would be his breakout year as well.
It's a tough category.
It is.
There's so many good receivers, but I hear what you're saying.
Let's go out to Antoine in Owings Mills. What's up, Antoine?
Hey, guys. Good morning, man. Listen, I'm a fan to the heart, right? I never criticize my guys publicly. I don't even really call in, but I'm a frustrated fan. Mm-hmm. I'm watching a game yesterday, 3rd and 1, and you bring in T. Hill for Derrick Henry. The whole stadium knew we were going to throw the ball. I'm confused. And then on defense, we're in the red zone, right, on a 3-yard line. And we're running a zone. Like, what are we doing? So I'm completely frustrated. I don't know if the league knows now Monken's game plan. Maybe they're planning for it. I don't know. But I'm completely frustrated. I watched Marlon get torched yesterday. I knew he was going to come up with some kind of injury. I knew that was going to happen. He was getting cooked yesterday. I don't know what Humphreys were doing. And then the last thing, we brought in a new GM over the last couple of years. We brought a new playmakers over the last couple of years. We've even had additions to the stadium over the last couple of years. The one thing that has not changed is we have not had a change at the head coaching position. Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right.
Let's go to Tony in West Baltimore. What's up, Tony?
Couple of quick points, man. The injuries, I think that really played a part. I think it was definitely some business decisions made towards the end of that game. I think probably like a few injuries I'm really concerned about is that Matabike. The three people that were just hurt in the beginning. Something that I caught on the soundbite, which I thought was hilarious, was John Harbaugh holler out, well, whatever we were trying to do there. And he says that a lot, like, whatever we were trying to, like, what do you mean, whatever we were trying to do? You should know what we're trying to do in the damn game.
It sounds like his way of separating his way from, separating himself from whatever went wrong. I picked up on that probably last year, Tony.
Yeah, and my last point is the games, the losses of the games, during typical season, the teams that we lose it to are the teams we typically lose to. So my only concern is the
no, it's
the
not. Losses early. They destroyed the Buffalo Bills in the regular season. Yeah. They destroyed the Detroit Lions in the regular season. No, it's not.
We got beat in the playoffs, and we always lose to the Chiefs.
But these aren't the playoffs, though. They destroyed. They normally beat the Buffalo Bills in the regular season, and they destroyed the Lions. These aren't the teams they normally lose to in the regular season. Not at all. Maybe the Chiefs. But not the Bills and the Lions. No, it's not. Let's go to Nas in Florida. What's up, Nas?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, man.
Look, this team all offseason was touted as a Super Bowl contender. I mean, they have everybody convinced that this team is going to go to the Super Bowl. And I got on that bandwagon also. But when you have a Super Bowl team, say you have Secretariat as your horse, you going to let Slim Pickens ride your horse? No. I just don't understand what this cat on the defensive coordination is doing. And Monken, I'm not really thrilled with him either. I mean, the defense that we played against yesterday had two people spying Lamar Jackson. Now, how can they afford to put two people spying our quarterback and nobody's open? I just don't get it. And I think it's the play calling that hurts us. And why is it that you have our best runner on the sidelines? I don't get it. I don't see what these people are trying to accomplish. I don't like the coordinators. And who hired them? I would say John Harbaugh hired them. So, you know, there's where it starts. It starts at the top. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right. So I guess Slim Pickens is a jockey in this case. He said, "Would you?" I know Slim Pickens was an actor.
Said.
I know Slim Pickens was an actor, but I didn't. Was he using Slim Pickens as a figure of speech?
That's a nice 100-year-old reference. Yeah. Right? Slim Pickens died in 1983.
And I guess from that call, we learned it. They let Nas down as a rap reference. Let's go to Steve in North Carolina. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Rob, I hate to do this to you because we're brothers as fathers of children with autism. But, man, were you watching the game yesterday? The guy who called earlier and said there was he talked about time management, and then you said, well, it didn't happen yesterday. Did you see Wiggins?
I didn't say that. I didn't. No, Steve, I didn't say that. What are you talking about? I didn't say that.
What I said it didn't. No, you didn't.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that, Steve.
But go ahead.
Happened yesterday.
I didn't, but hold up, pump your brakes. I didn't say that.
Okay, well, go back and listen to the tape. You said it didn't
Ed just
happen
say, Ed just admit. Okay, Ed just admitted he said it, Steve. Ed said it.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, Ed, okay. I'm sorry about that. But, Ed, then were you watching the game?
No, because I didn't watch the game.
Wiggins,
I went to the beach yesterday.
Okay. Well. Hear me out.
See, no, this is the problem. When you get sarcastic, it's insulting. Like when you're watching a game, just get your point out.
Okay, Ed. If you're going to say it, then stand behind it.
I am standing behind. Say it.
Okay. Let me just say the thing. Wiggins is standing there waving his arms. Doesn't know the coverage. The broadcasting team sees it. Why does John Harbaugh and Zach Ertz see it?
I don't know. Maybe because they're on field level and you can't see across the field like they're standing on the sideline. That's the only answer I have for it. I don't know.
Let's go back.
I saw it.
You started this off by saying time management, right?
I guess he meant call a timeout.
Okay. All right.
I'm assuming that's what he meant. But I love you. Did you watch the game?
Yeah.
Smart ass, man.
First of all, Rob, you said, I'm like, what? I didn't say nothing.
I hate that, man. I'll stand by my points. I'll discuss this game with you. You're going to be an ass clown. You're going to get it back both barrels. I'm just saying that. So go.
Mike Press's report card at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, Ed Norris, you're good. I'm bad. Hey, Joe.
You're ugly.
Oh, man. I didn't sign up for this today.
You're ugly. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 7:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday morning quarterback. The good, the bad, the ugly. Ed Norris, tell me what's good, man.
I'll tell you what's good. The team in Florida. No, not the Bucs. They're the best one right now. Not the Dolphins. It's the Jaguars.
Oh, they're both
the best one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the Bucs win kind of that division every year. This is like...
crazy.
This is interesting because I didn't think much of Jacksonville this year. I mean, oh, by the way, they were 4-13 last year, right? 4-13 last year. Come into this season, nothing really looked like it improved. So I'm like, you know, why would you believe they're going to be good? They're kind of middling. 9-8 the year before, 4-13 last year. They're 3-1 right now, and they look good. I got to say, they look really good. I've been picking them this season. I went against them yesterday, which was a mistake, because they beat the 49ers 26-21. Travis Etienne had a long run for a touchdown. He had 124 yards and 19 carries. Oh, 19 carries. You give a good running back. Yeah, give him the ball 19 times. That's something to think about, guys. Yeah. Yeah.
Like a dog with a bone.
Josh Jacobs, 22 carries. Ashton Janty, 21 carries. Travis Etienne, 13 carries. I'm off topic here. I get it. I think the Jaguars look pretty damn good, and that division is definitely winnable. So I don't know, and winnable, I guess they're all winnable. I mean, it's up for grabs.
That's a little different. That's a little different.
Yeah, that division's up for grabs. There's no clear winner. The Texans have been winning it, but they're 1-3 right now, and they look very good. Titans are winless. The Colts look good, but lost yesterday as the Jacksonville. That's shaping up to be a good race now.
The bad Ravens injuries, man, it's bad. It's borderline ugly. I don't know the status of some of them, how long it's going to be. But right now it's a bad situation. They don't, you know, the quarterback is injured. Offensive linemen, defensive linemen, corners, you name it. They seemingly have injuries all across the board. And it's not a very good situation right now. And I don't know what to think of them moving forward. I don't want a wounded team playing against a very hungry Houston Texans team coming off a win. Mm-hmm. I don't want that. So right now that's bad. Joe LaCroix, what's ugly?
Oh, I thought about giving it to that cold sore on Jerry Jones's lip.
Oh my God! Oh my goodness. I just pointed that out.
Rough,
the egg,
man.
Wow, egg, man.
Somebody go look. If you haven't seen it, maybe don't look it up.
You can see it from space.
I'm saying to the listeners, don't go look it up. It's pretty bad looking. I think I'll give it to job security for Zach Orr. I don't know how much longer you can keep doing this.
Yeah.
And he's going to be the first person fired. Everybody wants Harbaugh gone. That's not happening right now. And even then, they would probably have to go like 2-15 for Harbaugh to get fired. He has way too much goodwill with the ownership. He's one of the longest tenured head coaches.
Second in the league.
And all the injuries are help. It helps him keep his job because he can just say, well, look at all these all pros, pro bowlers we're missing. That's why we were so bad. Yeah. So, I mean, he's not going anywhere, people. I know you're pissed, but that's the reality. He's not going anywhere. Zach Orr, I have a feeling that if they go into the bye and they're like 1-5, I think someone's getting fired.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Thank you very much, Joe, for filling in. Jeremy Kahn will be back tomorrow. Baltimore, Mike. What's up, Mike?
Morning, fellas. I'm not going to start off with saying what Rob or Ed said, but I'll tell you why we're having a bad day. So I think all this comes down to, and I hate to say this, is at some point the Ravens being cheap, and I'll give you an example of why. So they won with Zach Orr, for example, wrong defensive coordinator to put in the spot. You know, they're trying to do homegrown, save some money. So we have Orr, Pease, who's on the payroll as a consultant, and Pagano, three defensive coordinators that we're paying. We could have won with just one big name, which I don't know who that big name is, but we could have done that. Then we went kind of cheap on the defense. So, we got Clowney, we got Van Noy, we got Calais, we got Williams. We tried to do 1-year, 2-year deals. There's a reason they didn't put these guys on for 4- or 5-year deals when they could have won out. And they, not saying they would have spent the money, But Max Crosby and Micah Parsons in the last 2 years have been available. We didn't even kick the tires because we're trying to get these little one-offs that's going to win for us. So,
well, but here's the problem. Let me throw this at you. You say they got all of these defensive coordinators on staff, but yet they could have got one big home run. I don't know what they're paying these guys collectively, and I don't know what their cost, what one big name would have done. And it's a hard salary cap in the NFL. You got to make choices. How can you squeeze Micah Parsons in under the cap when you give up two draft picks for him? You've got to sign him long term. What is the cap situation of signing Micah Parsons?
And my thing with the defensive coordinators, and I'm not saying this would have happened, but in reality, so for 10 years, they dangled that carrot in front of Eric DaCosta saying, don't leave, you're the next guy, you're the next guy, you're the next guy. If we would have done that, not saying we would have, if we could have done that for McDonald.
No, you wouldn't have. Different situation. McDonald wanted to be a head coach. There's nothing you could have dangled in front of him to say, stay here and wait for that when you have this right here. He wanted to be a head coach. Why does people have – it's 32 head coaching jobs out there. Mike McDonald did not grow up in the Ravens organization like Eric DaCosta did. Completely different situation. Eric DaCosta grew up in the Baltimore Ravens organization. It was his dream to be the general manager for the Baltimore Ravens. Mike McDonald wanted to be a head coach. It was not his dream to be a head coach for the Baltimore Ravens. He just wanted to be a head coach. That situation was in front of him. And to go with the, again, you didn't answer the questions about Parsons and Crosby. It's a hard salary cap. You're going to give up two draft picks for Michael Parsons. How can you afford him to sign a five-year deal? How can you afford that with a cap? A completely different situation, man.
I agree. It's like,
if you'd have dangled that carrot in front of Mike McDonald, how do you know that? The man wanted to be a head coach. He didn't grow up here.
No.
Eric DaCosta's dream was to take over for Oz. That was his dream. So it's easy to dangle something in front of him. Mike McDonald's saying there's one of 32 head coaching jobs out there. They want me now. I'm still young. Let me take this now. Nobody wants to wait. You're a Ravens fan, not him. You're a Ravens fan.
Those jobs, not only is it just 32 of them out there, there's never more than a handful available.
Exactly.
You know, and you don't know what's going to happen.
Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. With the Ravens regretting injuries, will this be John Harbaugh's toughest season as coach of the Ravens? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too. That's a good point, because his toughest job, I think, up to this was Lamar Jackson's rookie year. Then all of a sudden Lamar Jackson came and made that right. Now he has Lamar Jackson already in his struggling. So this might end up being his toughest year, Ed.
I think it's pretty much a guarantee it's going to be his toughest year. I mean, they're giving up 40 points a game. I can't even believe those words came out of my mouth. They're giving up 40 points a game, essentially.
Yeah.
And their losses, man. Yeah. And their losses, yeah. Like, come on. Like it can't get any worse than this.
Mike Preston's report card at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, we're going to keep it rolling. Taking your phone calls. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday morning quarterback on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Taking your calls, 410-583-1057. We got this on X from Tony D. He says, at Rob Long Sports, I have a hard time believing that every player in the locker room is buying into Harbaugh now. I think some of them have checked out on him. Lots of camera shots from the bench yesterday. Players looked dejected, and it felt like they quit. There's a disconnect somewhere. Man, let's rewind back to May 2025. That sounded like the Orioles, didn't it? People looking at emotions on the bench and in the dugout and assuming that they know what's going on in the clubhouse and the locker room. I don't know whether they checked out or not. How about when I'm getting my foot in my ass to knee deep? You want me to smile? Is that what you want me to do? They're losing. They lost three games this year. The defense looks horrible. What kind of expressions do you think you're going to get from them? They are human beings.
Mm-hmm.
If they were all happy and joyful and high-fiving and celebrating, getting trashed like that on TV for the national game, I'd have a hard time respecting them, to be honest with you.
But they're not.
So that doesn't tell me that there's a disconnect with John Harbaugh,
though. I
don't
see it either. Look, this team has always played. I don't care if you like him, don't like him, whatever. They play hard for this guy. They always have. I don't think they're dogging it. The team has just been battered with injuries to really important people. This is like a couple of guys in a practice squad went down. This was like premier players are out. Matabike, out. Who knows how long he's going to be out.
This is serious.
Our Darius Washington was important. That whole disrupted the whole secondary. I mean, I forget about Lamar with the hamstring. But, I mean, just Ricard, how important is he to the running game? Critical. I don't know how long he's going to be out. I mean, come on. Come on, everybody. Stop it.
It's funny you say that about Darius Washington. This is from Be More Big Boy. Who knew that Darius Washington was the key to this whole defense? Before Washington was installed at safety, the defense was trash. He's out and they trash. He allows 14 to be closer to the line and be more free. Starks is not ready back there. So.
That's absolutely true. True. And that was the first one, and he's out for the. I feel bad, man. This is going to be his get paid year.
Yeah.
But
let's go to Baltimore and get Steve. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's going on? I have a couple of issues. I'm going to start off with the general manager, because it starts there. They knew the issues with the offensive line, they knew the issues with the defensive line. His job is to make the team better. They came in this season worse outside of the backfield. The defensive line got worse. The offensive line remained the same. And then you got the offensive coordinator who's turning into Greg Roman. He's predictable. He's not utilizing his weapons properly. You just had the guy Walker score two touchdowns. Where has he been? You got Keegan Mitchell, who's been a healthy scratch for 4 weeks. If you're taking Derrick Henry out of the game and you put Keaton Mitchell in there, he's still a running threat.
Well, that's not the offensive coordinator's. That's not the offensive coordinator's call, I don't think. I don't think.
You think that's it's not John Harbaugh. John Harbaugh just stand on the side and let call plays. Whatever play come in, he lets it ride. It's not John Harbaugh. He doesn't make plays. He just stares there and looks like he's sad all the time. So and then on three separate drives, it's third and one. You take Derrick Henry out and you would have passed the ball. You could have did a tush push twice and got the first down. Like, I don't understand that. And on the defensive side of the ball, it was an ill-advised hiring by John Harbaugh.
Zach
Moore has no defensive play-calling experience other than being a defensive player.
You don't hire Zach Moore for a team that you think trying to go to the Super Bowl. I agree with that wholeheartedly. But, Steve, that was my assessment of him when he hired him initially. I didn't like the hire before he even called a defensive play. It just that doesn't say we'll want to win the Super Bowl, that hiring. I got nothing against the guy. It's just you don't hire a layman for a job like that. Let's go to Ed in Towson. What's up, Ed?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you feel?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Rob, I may sound like a broken record, but you know, sports is repetitious. You do basketball; it's a repetitious thing. You have to do the same things over and over again. I said this before I agree with the guy before with the offensive defensive line. You don't build a house from the ceiling down. You build it from. You got to start with the foundation. And if you don't have a good rotation on that defensive side, with those defense. I mean, like the kid, the kid Mike Green. I mean, he's a good football player, but you depending on that cat 24/7, and these jokers got film. And you know, I got film. He's a good player, but we got one. He a youngin. So and my thing is if you got a rotation, Mike Green, you don't show the offense too much of Mike Green because you put him in a rotation. They do rotate, but because they're banged up, you can't do that a lot. So, and if that front four, and I said this before, if that front four ain't putting in work, if you don't have that one guy that draws, like maybe Matt Abike, but he hurt, that draws a lot of attention, or a big name that will draw attention, then that puts stress on the rest of the guys behind him. And what happens is you get injuries because all of these cats are trying to make tackles. You rush in four because you're scared to give them six. You know, so that makes a difference. On the offensive side of the ball, same thing. Foundational. I ain't never started building a team with the back end, with wide receivers on end. You have to have infantry in order to be effective.
Hey, Mike. Hey, man. Sorry. Hey, we got to run, man. Thanks a lot for the call, man. Let's go to Julian in West Baltimore. What's up, Julian?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
All right. How you, man?
All right. Two quick things real quick. Why are the Ravens still favored to win all these games with all these injuries? And number two, do y'all think all the rest of the teams that we're going to play is going to take a page from Detroit Lions kicking our butt?
Let me ask you a question, Julian. First of all, I can't answer on odds because I'm not a gambler. But I will ask you this. Detroit Lions, what do the Texans have that the Lions have? There is no blueprint. Yes. If you don't have the same personnel, if you don't have the ability, then you can't do what they do. So you can sit there and mimic it all you want. You don't have Jahmyr Gibbs. You don't have that guy. So you can't do what they do. That blueprint stuff, that's fan talk, Ed.
It is.
There's no blueprint. You're not built like that team.
It's not the same team. None of them are. It's like none of them are. Some, you know, so-called better teams you may beat. Some lesser teams you may lose to. Because they're just constructed differently.
Yeah, the Chicago Bears don't have the pass rush that the Lions had. There is no blueprint unless you have the same animals that other team has.
Yeah.
You can't do what they did.
The Lions pass rush was something.
Yeah, absolutely. Joel and Towson, what's up, Joel?
Morning. How you gentlemen doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I woke up. I'm thrilled. 2 points I want to bring up. One is, does anyone know if Mitchell was kidnapped or he did something that he can't appear in our games,
number one. It was a healthy scratch, yeah.
They're telling us that it's special teams. That's all they're saying. I'm with you. I had the same questions, but those are the answers they're giving us.
Second point is this. The one thing, and I love Lamar. I think he's improved every year as a passer, when he first came out, I didn't see the ability to throw the ball, and he has turned that around. I love him.
Hey, Joel, I love Lamar when they drafted him. I didn't see this as a passer either. So,
right, good. Then we're two both smart people. Question is, when it's a third and short, they need four or five short plays. He has a tendency to try to hit the home run when all he needs to do is what Mahomes does and Allen does. He eats you alive. And Brady made a career out of 5 and 10 yard plays to keep the drive going. It keeps the defense off the field. I have seen more third down plays where they're going for 15 or 20 or their home run and they lose the momentum. He's got to have five plays where he can go out and do a quick 2-3 yard crossing pattern, which can't be stopped. And you move the ball, you move the chains, and it frustrates the hell out of me when that happens.
I'm with you, man. You know what? He needs to take a page out of Aaron Judge's book, and I know that's a different sport. What do you mean by that, Rob? Aaron Judge hit a lot of home runs early in his career. He would strike out 208 times one year.
Mm-hmm.
He just struck, it's a home run strikeout. Aaron Judge learned that sometimes you can't hit the home run, so let me just get good contact and let good things happen. Now Aaron Judge this year hit 53 home runs and won a batting title.
Yeah.
I can still hit the home run.
Yeah.
But if you don't give me the home run, I'll bleed you to death.
It's unbelievable.
I'll bleed you to death. That's what Lamar Jackson needs to learn. I can still hit the home run, but when you take the home run away from me, I can just bleed you to death. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Monday morning quarterback game balls. 8:15. Preston up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.